You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 20. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. This is a beautiful picture of our salvation experience. Jesus said that day, we will know that He is in the Father. Jesus is in the Father. Jesus is not different from the Father. He says, and you in me. So look at the picture. There is the Father. Jesus is inside the Father. And I am also inside Jesus. And that is how we are righteous. That is how we are made righteous. It means that God does not see you, He sees Christ, because you are already hidden inside of Christ. That is how God sees you, brethren. That is how we are made righteous, because we are in Him. But then, look at Jesus. He now says, and I in you. That means Jesus is in the Father. Jesus is also in you. And then you also, you are in Christ. That's why the enemy is confused. He cannot come from in. He cannot come from the outside. You are secured on the inside. You are also secured on the outside. That is a beautiful picture of salvation. That we are in Christ. Christ is in God. And also Christ is in us. So how do you come in through us? You can't come in internally. You can't come in externally. You must keep this beautiful picture that Jesus has painted. You are in the Father. Do you know that you are in the Father? I pray that you will see it. Some of you think you are alone. You think you are just floating. You think your life is just there. I tell you the truth, if you are in Christ Jesus, if you are born again, if you are a disciple of Jesus, if you have renounced unfruitful work of darkness, and you have embraced the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are in the Father. So I want to ask you, how does witches trouble you again inside the Father? So are you saying that witches are going to come inside the Father to come and trouble you? Or are they going to come inside Jesus to come and trouble you? Or can they come to your through your inside where Jesus also is to come and trouble you? O ye of little faith. I just pray that you will truly believe what the Lord has done for you. That in Christ Jesus, we are already included in the Father. So anyone that wants to touch us must first touch the Father. The Bible says God dwells in light inaccessible. That same God, you and I, if we have truly professed Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are inside of Him. Wherever God is, we are inside of Him. What a beautiful picture of salvation. Please keep this picture in mind. Always remember that you are in Christ Jesus. You see, Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. This is how people came to truth, and they were delivered from praying foolish prayers, praying against enemies, praying against, I don't understand, all kinds of things they are praying against, just wasting their time. What is most important is that you know who you are in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ. Christ is in the Father, and that same Christ is in you. It is no longer you that lives, but Jesus that lives in you. That means that what they cannot do to Jesus, it can no longer be done to you. No witches, no demon, no power of Satan, no occult power can touch any life that is hid in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.